6-2-2-3-7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And again, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Wednesday, February 8th, 2012, and yeah, with you on this day, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, Jacob McMillan, is out and about doing the stuff, folks. So he'll be back with us again tomorrow. But outside of that, if you're just joining us for the first time, I want to let you know that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice, the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they wish to call themselves, wish to silence the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. And welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to know who we are online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or if you'd like to go to my Facebook, go to Bradley Dean. That's double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, give me a call, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, I want to tell you I told you so again, because as I have been saying over the last couple weeks, this radio show, The Sons of Liberty, is the program where we speak the conscience and the voice of the people, because the state-run media is not doing that whatsoever. They're squashing the voice of the conservative. They're trying to ostracize anybody through oppressive means, through totalitarian means, to basically squash anybody that doesn't agree with their propaganda, Planned Parenthood, homosexual marriage, whatever the case may be. In saying all that to say this, just last night I went to our caucus in the state of Minnesota for the very first time, and I was very pleased to see the results. I'm sure we've all heard as to what took place in Minnesota, what took place in Colorado, and, of course, what took place in Missouri concerning the caucuses. What I've been saying on the radio about Mitt Romney, I guess it's getting out there, Willard Romney, people are starting to figure out that he's not all as to what he's cracked up to be. As a matter of fact, what he says he is, if you look at his record, he's exactly contrary. He contradicts everything that he's done in the past, which is rather hypocritical, of course. Can we say pretender? Can we say hypocrite? And he's proving my point to a T. But in saying that, yesterday when I was at my caucus in the state of Minnesota here, ooh, cold and chilly indeed it is in Minnesota, folks. Rick Santorum, I don't know what's going on with this guy, but as I said to you so many times before, 99% of the people are all saying the same thing, but it's not what the media is saying because they don't want you to know that everybody's saying the same thing, of course. Rick Santorum gets a 44.8% vote through a straw poll last night in the state of Minnesota. And we're told 24/7, folks, in our state that guess what? We're a liberal state. Really? Who's telling you that? The media is. But when the people vote and their voice is heard, who wins the day? The conservatives, the pro-family, the pro-Bible, the pro-life people of our country is speaking loud and clear through these caucuses, folks. By the way, to take it to Obama's brother, Mitt Romney, same difference, different color, that's it. He ranked third under Ron Paul in the state of Minnesota. Newt Gingrich, was totally off the charts. As a matter of fact, in my caucus alone, just in my area, my little caucus that had 30 people in it, you know what? Mitt Romney's name wasn't even brought up. I checked other caucuses in the same building. Mitt Romney's name wasn't even being brought up. We just found out Willard Romney's receiving the same financiers as Obama is. Praise God, people are listening. But folks, what I'm telling you is the truth, and it's always been a truth. The ones that need to be ostracized are the media for what they are promulgating. It is untrue. They, again, are only trying to belittle the voice of the majority through an oligarchy by using the minority to suppress the majority. Yeah? Did you get that? I hope so. Ah, interesting. It's been reported that Romney's not been doing many media or public appearances because the more he talks, guess what, folks? The less people like him. Uh-oh. Yeah, you heard me right. The more Mitt Romney opens his mouth, the less people like him. The same thing with Obama, but that ventriloquist just hasn't figured out that much yet. He hasn't figured out that the people, but see, again, what they're using is totalitarian means, regime means, oppressive means by force at any means necessary. That's the method, folks. But let me tell you this. That's not what you're saying. That was the Minnesota caucus yesterday. Rick Santorum, 44%. He smoked all of his opposition. Ron Paul came in at 27%. Results for Colorado, a Republican caucus, was Rick Santorum, 40.2%, folks. Why? Because he's a conservative. He is who we are, folks. Mitt Romney came in at 34%. Newt Gingrich, 12%. Ron Paul was off the charts. In Missouri, 55% Rick Santorum. I'm glad you're listening, folks. You got Bradley on the Sons of Liberty. I'll be right back after this break. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 833-0747 or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen to many, Bradley and Jake, hey, such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others, and that means so much to me because our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly. I would love to pay tribute to you for that.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley. If you'd like to be a part of the show, folks, please do. 1-877-807-9977. And right before the break, I was talking about the Minnesota caucus and how the media is promulgating Willard Romney like nobody's business, along with Newsweek, along with Obama's financiers. They're all standing behind Obama. Romney, Obama, same difference. But what's happening is the people aren't saying, and they're not responding. They're not falling into line with what the media is pushing now, are they? Rick Santorum in the state of Minnesota, 44.8%. Folks, that's a landslide. Hello. Rick Santorum in Colorado, 40.2%. This is the candidate that's willing to stand up and speak for the American people and what we believe. And by the way, who we are. You know, and what happened in Missouri there? Rick Santorum, 55.2%. During his straw poll, Mitt Romney came in at half that, at 25%. Ron Paul, 12.2%. They didn't want to put in Newt Gingrich's name in Missouri for some reason. They said other, 7.3%. See, folks, what I've been trying to tell you stands true today, doesn't it? William Cullen Bryant was right when he said, "Truth crushed to the earth will rise again." In America, this is how you win the game. You win the game by doing what you did yesterday. And you maintain the cause and you stay perseverant, just like our forefathers did. And it's interesting, who better could have said this? Abraham Lincoln said this. He said, you can fool some of the people all of the time, and all of the people some of the time, but you can fool God none of the time. And not all the people, all of the time. He's exactly right. Isn't it interesting that Abraham Lincoln would contrive a thought like that? Because he knew his deceptive ways didn't work. Well, they did. It cost a lot of men and a lot of women their lives, of course, their families, their homes, so on and so forth. But aside of that, I'll say it again. And I say this to the media more than I say it to the American people today. I praise God for those that have woken up and have awakened to the fact that the media is doing nothing but promulgating Obama's administration full time through socialist means and oppressive means. You can fool some of the people all of the time and all of the people some of the time, but you cannot fool God any of the time and not all the people all the time. He's exactly right. Speaking of our forefathers, I thought I would show you the price paid by our forefathers so you can understand as to why we honor what our forefathers bestowed upon us. And I'll get to the Declaration of Independence in just a minute here, but listen to this carefully. Did you know that five signers, our signers, signers of the Declaration of Independence, did you know that they were captured by the British as traitors? They were called terrorists. Just like Homeland Security is calling anybody that believes in pro-life, in Christianity, the right to bear arms terrorists. You starting to understand who the real terrorists are, folks? And were tortured before they were executed, five signers were. 12 of our signers had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 lost their sons in the Revolutionary Army. Another had 2 sons captured. 9 of the 56 signers fought and died from wounds or hardships of the Revolutionary War. This is why we fight, folks. John Hart, one of our signers of the Declaration of Independence, was driven from his wife's bedside when she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives and his fields were laid to waste. For more than a year, he lived in forests and caves, returning home to find his wife dead and his children vanished. A few weeks later, he died from exhaustion and a broken heart. Lewis Morris and Philip Livingston suffered similar fates. These are the guys that penned their name on the sacred writings called the Declaration of Independence. This is what they gave to give us and what we stand up and honor and fight in return to what they bestowed upon us against tyranny, because that's exactly what they were fighting against. As I said yesterday, folks, World War I, 116,526 Americans stained the battlefields red with their blood to give you your constitutional rights. Not privileges, folks. Rights. The question I have for you is, do you know your constitutional rights? Folks, it takes about a half hour to read the Constitution and which men bled to ratify the Constitution with. Only a half hour. That's how you say thank you to them. Just read what they magnified through their death by redeeming us back to the liberty that we now have. My grandpa served in that war. In World War II, 405,399 Americans stained the battlefields red with their blood to magnify the Declaration of Independence. Do you know the Declaration of Independence? It takes you about 20 minutes to read. So, my uncle served in this war. In Korea, there was 36,516 men that stained the battlefields red with their blood to ensure that you have a Bill of Rights. Do you know the Bill of Rights? Takes you about, 20 minutes to read that document. My dad served in this war. He was picking up body parts out of the water. Vietnam, 58,151 men stained the battlefields red with their blood so you would have the liberty that you have today. Because you still have the liberty to do the right thing. My cousin died in Vietnam. Iraq and Afghanistan, over 7,000 men and women have stained the battlefields red with their blood. And I'm asking you the question, are you holding yourself and men and women in government responsible for the freedoms these men and women died for? And if not, then I get the question that I want to make very poignant and very clear. Then what did they die for, America? If you're not living for what they died for, then what did they die for? That's a pretty fair question, isn't it? What did they die for? Every time I see a veteran, no matter where I'm at in the United States, as I've done 331 high schools in 22 different states, I'll see veterans with veterans hats on or jackets on, and I'll always walk up to them, me, my wife, or my sons, or someone in the crew here will walk up to them, shake their hand, and tell them, thank you for what you did for us. Because if it wasn't for guys and girls like you, we wouldn't have the liberties that we have today. That's where true honor lies, folks, by living for what they fought, bled, and died for. I remember one particular situation in Missouri where a man had a hat on. It said Tank 2. And I kneeled down to him, put my hand in his hand, shook his hand, and I said, "Sir, I just wanted to tell you, thank you very much for what you did for me in my generation." His wife looked over at one of the guys in the crew and said, "Do you know that nobody's ever told my husband since 1944, thank you for his sacrifice?" Folks, there's something wrong with that. I went out to the tour bus. I turned around. I noticed this man with the Tank 2 hat on. He came outside. And you know what he did, folks? He took his hat off and he told us, "Thank you for doing what you do for me." And I looked at him and I said, "No, sir, it's your honor, not mine." See, the way that you tell these veterans thank you, the way that you tell the father who gave his son Jesus Christ thank you, is by living for what they died for. That's perfect honor. I remember another individual who was in Iowa, did a high school assembly, walked right inside of a restaurant to eat some lunch. I seen a man there, and I just knew that I knew. He didn't have a hat on or a shirt or anything. I looked over at him. I said, "Sir, were you in World War II?" And he said, "Yes, I was." And I sat down next to him, and I said, "Will you tell me a little bit about that? I wasn't around then, sir." And he told me that there was a point where he was in Germany and there was a company of 50, him and his buddies, Americans, that's me and you, folks. And he said a mortar hit a tank that he was in and three of his buddies died in the same mortar. He's from the same mortar. And he said when he came back to the company of 50, he said they were all gone. You know what he said to me, folks? He put his hand over his mouth, shaking, and he said, "You just gotta put it out of your mind." You know what I say, America? I say this to everybody that means to pervert our Constitution and everybody that lives to magnify the Constitution, to preserve who we are, one nation under God. You know what I say? I can't put it out of my mind. As a matter of fact, I don't want to put it out of my mind. Because if I put it out of my mind, then I'm desecrating what they fought, bled, and died for. And I'm not going to be a partaker of that, especially when I stand before my father on that final day and said, "I did nothing but entertain myself. I did nothing but watch television and complain about all the problems and promulgate fear on the American people." No, 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 no. America, we don't hold that spirit of fear. We hold the spirit of power and of love and of sound mind, and we are overcomers in the name of Jesus. Because if you go back to the Revolutionary War, those that signed the Declaration of Independence had that flag waving back and forth. There is no king but King Jesus. And let me tell you what, he's the same place yesterday, today, and forever. And he's still on his throne looking for his church and the patriots to stand up and arise and shine on the behalf of those that gave their all for me and you. I'll be right back after this break. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear, like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Extend your life.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Love that. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley. Folks, again, if you'd like to see us online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, go to Bradley Dean on Facebook. It's double E. Or follow me on Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Welcome back to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, we're halfway through already. 1-877-807-9977. Talking again about the price paid, and I was giving you some testimonials of me running into military men across the country. And one of the things that I failed to tell you right before the break is, almost without fail, when I walk up to these military men and you put your hand in their hand, they want to tell you their stories. They want to tell you what they went through. You know, the problem with the American people is nobody's taking the time to ask them what happened over there. I want to know what they went through so I have a reason to live, folks. And if they lost their all to give me the liberty that I have, then I have to live for that. I don't have to. I don't have somebody around me making me want to live for that. I want to live for that out of a free, liberated heart because of what they died for. And what is the pith and marrow of that? What's the kernel inside of that nut? Gratitude. It's called gratitude. I'm so thankful for what they've done. And when I let them know that, without fail, you know what happens, folks? Tears well up in their eyes. Tears well up in their eyes. As a matter of fact, when I go to do high school assemblies, you know what I do? I tell the kids, what would you think of me? After I ask them the question, how many of your cousins, uncles, aunts, moms, dads, perhaps, have served in our military to give us what we have today? And about 85%, 90% of the hands go up in the room. Then I'll tell them, I'll say, well, what would you think of me if I went to their gravesite and I started to desecrate their memory? Or what would you think of me if I went over there and I just brought a TV with me and I just started watching television to entertain myself out of what they gave me? And then I let corrupt politicians do what they do to take away and to trample the blood that they sacrificed to give me what I have. What would you think of me? You know what the kids say to me? They say, I'll rip your head off. And I'll say, you know what? Now we're in line. Now we're brothers. Now we're sisters. Now we're beginning to be unified by understanding, again, the price paid for the liberties that we have. I say back to them, and I say back to you, folks, would you want me to desecrate the memories of those in your family that gave the ultimate gift to us? And I said to you, let's just go party it away, or let's go desecrate their memory. You would say, you have got to be out of your mind. Then I ask those that are lethargic like a bunch of cats laying around being entertained to death and being dummied down by the promulgation through the propagandists called the media. Then why do you sit there and allow them to do what they do? Why do you give them more power through your inaction than you do through your action? It shows you, folks, how ungrateful you are if you're in that category. You know, there's a true story told of a black slave girl of the last century standing in chains as lust-filled men bid for her body. One man stood firm in the crowd as he outbid for her body to a degree that he outbid every other buyer. It was quite obvious that this man would pay any price to fulfill his passions. He didn't care what it cost. He just wanted that black slave girl. As he outbid her and outbid every other buyer, he took the chains of that slave. She was dragged to the man in which just purchased her at a very high price. And you know what that man did? Instead of doing what you thought he was going to do, like the veterans, like the Son of God, you know what that man did after he bought that slave girl that was attached to her chains? He took a key out of his pocket. And he unchained the slave girl, just like Jesus Christ did, just like the veterans did for me and you. He unlocked the chains, and he threw them to the ground. And you know what the veterans say to you, America? You know what Jesus Christ says to you, America? I bought you to set you free. I bought you to set you free. I didn't buy you to put you into bondage. I didn't buy you to oppress you. I bought you with the price. Through her tears, that slave looked up at the man and his warm and loving eyes. No longer were they tears of bitter resentment fed by misunderstanding, but now they were tears of an awesome display of love and kindness. Folks, do you know who bought you and what price they paid to redeem you? If we can look at it through gratuitous eyes rather than unthankful eyes, man, I'll tell you what, we would be a fighting nation and we would tolerate no tyranny whatsoever that we have tolerated up until this point. John F. Kennedy was right when he said, we express our gratitude And as we do just that, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. And on the spiritual side of that, do you know this, folks, is a fact? And you might not, because pastors, for the most part, across this country, have forsaken their posts. They've opened the door to let the wolves come in and devour the sheep, hands down. They've totally forgotten about my generation. But do you know that nowhere does the Bible say that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life? Just stay with me, especially you religious Pharisaical type. Nowhere did Jesus ever, ever, ever tell his apostles or his disciples that he loved them. Listen to me carefully. Never. As a matter of fact, in 1 John 3:18, do you know that Jesus said, we're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. By this, our hearts are assured before him. Isn't that interesting? That's a gospel you've never heard of before, right? I just got done telling you folks that God never said he loved you, that Jesus never said he loved his disciples or his apostles. I said that. Did you hear me? Did you hear me, pastor? Did you hear me, preacher? The preacher and the pastor are thinking to themselves right now, you know what? I think he's right. No, I am right. I am right. God never told you he loved you, and neither did Jesus. I want to tell you this, folks. Listen carefully. Just like the veterans, they only showed you. They don't have to tell you that they love you. They have already shown you that they love you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God gave his Son. Fathers and mothers and the hundreds of thousands throughout our country gave their sons and their daughters for us. Do you understand? Someone that sits there and bears gifts to me and tells me how much they love me, watch out. Someone that demonstrates their love, that's the man. That's the woman. They understand real love. Why? Because they walk in it. Why? Because they hold the pith and the marrow of it. Why? Because they walk in the spirit of it. Love is a demonstration. It's always a demonstration. It's always a demonstration, folks. If we love our country, we fight for our country. And I'll tell you another side of love. Love shows you also, and it's an expression, and it exhibits what you will not tolerate in that love because you love. If I love my country, I will not tolerate tyranny. I will not tolerate public servants to wrest or pervert or to manipulate the Constitution in which so many have sacrificed for, never in a million years. And that's the same way I am in spiritual matters, first and foremost. When people represent Christ as not being Christ, I am adamant about setting the record straight. Why? Because that's my duty. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. And let me say this, never trust anybody that's not willing to tell you the truth. Remember, Judas betrayed Jesus Christ with the kiss, and politicians are betraying you with the kiss. And I'm talking about real heroes that have done the stuff, that are dead and buried, and they have Christian crosses over the top of their head. How many of them must be rolling over in their grave saying, wait, why did we do this? Why did we give you our lives? Why did we sacrifice ourselves? If you're just going to let this whole republic go undone, that's blasphemy. That's disrespectful. That's dishonoring. It's very un-American and very unpatriotic, is it not? Folks, a hero is one who knows how to hang on 1 minute longer. The Word of God says that life is but a vapor. We're not promised tomorrow. We better make the most of what we've got today because we've got today to do it. The right time to do the right thing is right now. You are under attack by this administration in more ways than you know, and you better do your homework. Just simply read your founding documents and stand up and say, Oh, no, you don't. Because I'll tell you what, America, God bless you. You're doing it right.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley. Jake is absent today. He will be back in the mañana, which means tomorrow. Been talking about the price paid and why we fight. We honor what our veterans fought to give unto us and died to give unto us. We live for what they died for. It's Christianity and a heart is really what it comes down to. You know, one individual that was a Vietnam POW said these words were inscribed on the wall. He said, "Freedom is a taste to those who fight and almost die that the protected will never know." Well, you know how you know that? Is you get in the fight. That's what you do. See, folks, what you're doing right now is you're beginning to understand the heart of this ministry and what it is that we do. It's patriotic. It's a Christian patriotic heart. Amen. Patriots are second to Christians, but they're still wound up in one, aren't they? You can't be a conservative without having the Christian principles in the bedrock in which you walk. It doesn't make any sense. It's also interesting, folks, that one time I was in a line in Plymouth, Minnesota, and I remember driving up behind this one individual, and he had Vietnam vet on his plates, and I remember driving up, and I'm just trying to visualize it right now, but I remember walking up to him and driving right up behind him and then rolling down my window, and I said, "Hey," and it was a black dude, and he rolled down his window, and he said, "Yeah." I said, "Hey, I just wanted to tell you something, man." He said, "What's that?" I said, "I just wanted to tell you thank you for what you did for me over in Vietnam, because when you came back from Vietnam and you were protested by them whacks at the airport, which I would have never tolerated a day in my life, I just wanted to tell you it's not your fault, it's the politician's fault. I wanted to tell you thank you for what you did, irregardless of the mess that the politicians created. I wanted to tell you thank you for your sacrifice and for what you did for me, man. That's what I wanted to tell you." His eyes instantly, right off the bat, started to water up. He was so thankful that someone was acknowledging his sacrifice by living for what he died, or his buddies died for. 58,000 people died there. And as I said, they want to tell you their story. And they go on, and they go on, and they go on. If I can give you a mere suggestion, friends, is when you get done hearing my radio program today, which is just in a couple minutes here, call up those people that have never been thanked before and tell me I didn't tell you so. Because they're going to want to tell you their whole story. They're going to say, "Well, what spurred this on?" And then the next thing you have to do is, after you tell them you're thankful, then you have to go out and fight for what they fought for. That's how it works. Man, what a bunch of heroes. What a bunch of American heroes. They define heroism. During the parade on the 4th of July here in the state of Minnesota, you know, they have all these veterans of foreign wars walking down the middle of the street. And as they walk down the middle of the street, you know what happens? Nobody tells them, folks. This is what makes us so awesome. One nation under God. A liberated people. You know what we do? Everybody in the thousands, they just stand up and they take their hats off. They take their hats off. And when you look at the veterans walking down, they're so proud, but they're so humble. And they're so humble that I'm not talking about the same pride that an American talks about today. I'm talking about a proud individual that walks in meekness, a power under control. He's not so foolish as to stick his head above what his buddies died for. That's the kind of proud I'm talking about. But the people just instinctively take off their hats and they tell him thank you. And they just love to respond back to the people that acknowledge their sacrifice. When you get done listening to the radio program, call them up. Listen to their stories. Tell them thank you. Tell them thank you. And tell them to listen to my radio program tomorrow as well. Because I'll do my best to high-five them again by fighting for the truth. By fighting against tyranny. By fighting against that which is un-American and unpatriotic. That's what makes an American. This socialistic bullcrap that's going on in your country, I have no time for it. Zero zilch. A hero is someone who has given his or her life to something bigger than oneself. If I can take it to spiritual things, I think about Christ on the cross, because most people think, you know, because of the way they've been taught the Bible, that Christ was some little punk just walking around, going with the flow, and then he died for the sins of the world. That's not at all who he was. And by the way, that's not at all who he is today. He's alive forevermore. I mean, just think, the guy was crucified for the sins of wicked men. That would be me and you. Our sins are before him. But the Bible says that he's the propitiation, the sacrifice of the sins of the world. It was because of his blood that set me and you free. And let me ask you something, folks, in the natural. The blood that's been spilt for you, would you do anything to disrespect that blood that's been shed for you and me? Neither would I. You know, what's interesting, folks, is politicians are doing it all day long, and the American people are allowing them to do it. You know, I suggest that when politicians or statesmen are the good guys because they work for the people, not for special interests. But before they swear the oath, you know, to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic meaning home, what we should do is we should set those men and those women that serve we the people, we should have those where they swear in their oaths, we should have them on the grounds of veteran memorial grounds is what we should have. And have all the funeral or all the peoples of the sacrificed veterans there to bear witness of what that politician or that statesman's promises to uphold, namely the Constitution, so help me God. That's how we hold them accountable. And then guess what's going to happen? Guess what the offspring's going to be of that? Our kids are going to be liberated. Our kids are going to know the America that, by the way, that we don't know today. Our kids are not going to know war. Our kids are going to know the truth. Our kids are going to know real history, not manipulated history through the public state government-run schools. By the way, those are your kids, not the states or the governments. Get them out. How passive people are today in our country blows me away. You know what a politician is, folks? He's a fellow, or she's a fellow, who will lay down your life for his country. As a matter of fact, in 1968, when the numbers were coming up on the politicians' kids, you know, it's okay for you to go serve your country, but when their kids and their numbers came up to go serve in Vietnam, guess what? All of a sudden, they voted down Vietnam. You know, we got to stop this war because it might just cost us something. Wow. You know, it's another point to be made is I honor those in government that stand up for the principles, again, of which our veterans laid down their lives for. But if you don't lay down your lives for that and you don't stand up for that price paid, then I guarantee you this. A real patriot's going to be the first one in your face not tolerating any of your corruption. And they're going to do their best to make sure that you're impeached and you're removed for your violations. Because, folks, they're the true rebels against we the people. You honor the office of those that serve we the people by making sure that they live for the sacrifice given. Alan Boyd said this, America's fighting men and women sacrifice much to ensure that our great nation stays free. We owe a debt of gratitude on and to the soldiers that have paid the ultimate price for this cause, as well as for those who are blessed enough to return from the battlefield unscathed. Let's not forget it, folks. You got Bradley. Jake will be back tomorrow. And with that, if you'd like to know who we are, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to Bradley Dean on Facebook, that's double E, or follow me on Bradley Dean Warner, 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 Warner. God bless you. We love you by what we do, by demonstration, not lip service. Talk to you tomorrow.